Now, as the death toll in Gaza continues to climb, diplomatic efforts to try to end the escalating conflict are being stepped up. Yesterday, more than 100 Palestinians and 13 Israeli soldiers were killed during intense fighting and airstrikes. Later today, the US Secretary of State John Kerry will arrive in Cairo as he tries to secure an immediate ceasefire. The UN Security Council met in emergency session overnight and called for a halt to hostilities. Samantha Morin with Médecins Sans Frontières is a doctor working in Gaza. We can talk to her now. Samantha Morin, what conditions are you dealing with there on the ground?
So I'm currently in Al-Shifa Hospital, which is the biggest hospital in Gaza City, and it's very crowded. What we see, as I said, we have a team working in the hospital, and what we see is the majority of the wounded and of the dead people coming in are women and children.
And we can hear there that obviously it's very busy and has been busy for you for some time. Do you have the supplies you need and the staff you need to treat the volume of wounded?
So for us, as MSF, we're working in the Gaza Strip for a while, so we had already emergency stock ready to be used in case of crisis. As for the hospital itself, obviously the health system here in Gaza, as on a regular basis, faces chronic shortages of drugs. And now with this crisis, it's becoming really acute. So they need the basics for responding to the emergency. It's starting with gloves or material for doing infusions until painkillers or antibiotics.
Okay, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. The phone line is just a bit poor. Samantha Morin of Médecins Sans Frontières there talking to us from Gaza.